AJ, Bridge and Spina.
For breakfast.
Welcome to the AJ, Bridge and Spina podcast with regular contributors, the PM.
I like sport, but I don't like people, so I don't like going along and having to touch members of the public.
Oh, yeah.
Akmal Saleh.
You know, him and my wife went into the bedroom with a spanner and I sat down and watched Netflix.
Donald Trump.
Good morning, Gold Coast. My favourite kind of coast, believe me.
Funny man, Greg Sullivan.
I'm aiming to leave behind morbidly obese and just go for obese.
Look out, overweight, here I come.
And everybody's favourite, Ed Cavalli.
And I remember that in 1832, I've heard that tape and the secret sound was the sound of a chimney sweep falling out of a chimney.
Yeah. So sit back on the leather lazy boy recliner, grab a mocha and enjoy the ride. It's AJ, Bridge and Spina's podcast.
Right on the back of Bridge's All-Stars Comedy Night. You made it.
I made it. And I'm sorry, I thought I did 15 minutes. Apparently it was half an hour.
No change at all. No change at all.
Oh, I was having too much fun.
You
once
were
I got
excited.
Up there.
You were excited when you got up there, weren't you? After the first minute.
Yeah, the first minute was tough. And then I warmed into it. When you get a few laughs in the beginning, you're like, you just have that feeling of, that's right, I'm home. I remember this feeling, that rush of a live crowd. And Akmal, though, before I went on, Akmal Saleh said to me, if you bomb in this room, just give it up for life.
Yeah.
So it was such a good room, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it was a great night. And here's a bit of you last night, Bridge, now.
Oh, clean?
Yes, okay. Very clean. Here we go.
You go to a full-on function, it's a premiere, and everyone's wearing their Roberto Cavalli and their Ralph Lauren and their Camilla. And I turn up in something from Vinny's and I love it. And I'm on the red carpet and they go, oh, what are you wearing? And I'm like, oh, deceased estate.
I do that.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a clean bit there.
Yeah,
was it?
Yeah. Well, you hear a little bit of Akmal and Hughesy. They're very hard to clean up Hughesy. I didn't know. I can swear with the best of them, but Hughesy can beat us. We'll hear a bit of our highlights too with the two-headed Tasmanian.
Oh.
He makes a little scene later on, but we thought we'd ask the crowd because it's not up to us what they actually thought last night.
What'd you think?
Amazing!
Really good, hilarious.
Yeah, loved it. Akmal was just a brilliant way to end the night. Yeah.
How about Bridge? Did she nail it?
She was so good. Oh my God, did you know she could do that?
Yeah, really good. Excellent.
Yeah.
What'd you think of tonight?
It was absolutely amazing. Fantastic.
What'd you think?
It's fantastic. Great night.
What made it so good?
Well, we've never been to a comedy show like this. This is our first experience, and it was just blew us away. Didn't realise how enjoyable it was. So it's wonderful, wonderful experience. Yeah. All the way through. Highlights all the way through. Just loved every bit of it.
Yeah, very good. You must be so relieved now.
I am. I've got a lot of emotions to kind of go through yet because it was a big long night. But I didn't sleep very well.
No.
But you're right. It just, a lot of relief after that. Having that nervous energy for, you know, weeks, it feels really good. But how good with so many people that have never seen comedy? That's what I love.
Well, they would have opened their eyes as soon as Rob Brown got up on stage.
Yes.
He opened it up, went left, and it stayed left.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He joins us weekly now with the former Prime Minister out of town at the moment on holiday, the Finance Minister of the government, Matthias Cormann.
Hello. Good morning. It's actually Matthias Cormann, but you can pronounce it any way you choose to. It's always a pleasure to speak to you at 92.5 Gold FM on the Goldie doing your breakfast show. What do you have for breakfast, can I ask you?
I mix it up. Yeah. I have Weet-Bix cut in half with butter and honey.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah.
Because normally for breakfast, I have a traditional Belgian breakfast, which is a sweet hot chocolate and a waffle. Do you have a waffle iron in your kitchen?
No.
Because everyone should enjoy the delicious golden taste of a Belgian waffle.
Yeah. Mm. We don't, but AJ has porridge.
Yeah.
Mm. Porridge. Sometimes I have porridge, but I can hear you giggling at my accent. It's not very, it's not a funny accent. It's just an accent. But I love porridge. And sometimes I put a banana on my porridge too. Yeah, yeah.
Can you say waffle again?
Yeah.
Waffle. It's pronounced waffle. Can you say waffle?
Waffle.
Not waffle. Waffle.
Raffles, isn't that a hotel in Singapore for the Singapore slings?
I don't know. We're doing plenty of it by waffling.
Sometimes people think I'm saying the meat waffle on a Friday night down the pub. No, that's raffle.
Oh, okay.
Not waffle.
Well, look, okay. Matthias, it's called the whole thing off. Tony Abbott was lucky to win pre-selection in Warringah. Look, are you guys just over him? You just want him to go away?
Well, you know, Tony's been in politics a long time, and Tony is universally hated because he threw the party into mayhem when he vengefully violated Malcolm Turnbull, and then he lost confidence with the Liberal Party party room. So people were very happy for him to be defeated at the most recent pre-selection. But, of course, Tony survived because he's a cockroach, and he's a cockroach in dick stickers, and he would probably survive a nuclear holocaust. Nothing can kill that man. Mm.
Matthias Coleman, the finance minister.
In your private time, what do you like to watch? What do you enjoy? We don't know a lot about you.
Spider, that's a very good question. Spider, I no, Spider, thank you for asking that question. That is your name, isn't it, Spider?
Yes, thank you, Matthias.
Yes, thank you, Spider. Spider...
You're loving it now, Matthias.
So sorry, I cracked myself up then. Just by saying Spider 15 times. Spider, Now, please, I'm trying to answer the question, Spider. I like watching television. I'm a big MasterChef fan. I love cooking. Oh. I'm a whiz in the kitchen. I got the Thermomix and the Barmix, and I love Mexican food, making up a guacamole out of avocado and sour cream, and then the nachos as well. Yeah, I like it hot and spicy, because that's who I am, hot and spicy guy. Okay, I think we've run out of time, have we, Spider?
No, we're all done. Thank you, Matthias.
Thank you, Matthias.
Okay, wiedersehen. Bueno.
Matthias Coleman, the finance minister, joining us weekly here at Gold.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
First world problem, I know, but...
Right.
I was talking to some friends the other day, and Boston was around there. They got 3 children, and every time, and I can still remember when I was growing up, Mum would get up early, she'd make all our lunches. I'd have a Vegemite sandwich, and I'd have 2 biscuits and an apple with a bite out of it.
Yes,
because my youngest sister would always take a bite out of every apple and put it back. But Mum used to make the lunches every morning, every day.
Yes, yes.
Yet Boston's friend, they bring frozen sandwiches to school every day.
What?
So they make the sandwiches on a Sunday. They put them all in the freezer.
Okay.
And then every morning, all they have to do is get the bread out, the muffin out, put a piece of fruit, and they're away.
Hang on. Is the sandwich made?
Yeah.
Made up?
Made up.
So, and then put in the freezer all like ham, cheese, tomato, whatever?
Yeah, ham, cheese, tomato, Vegemite and cheese, all these different flavours, a ham and pickle, all these flavours of sandwiches, and then they just go to the freezer, get them out, and then they're good for lunchtime. Wouldn't they be soggy? Wouldn't that be the worst?
Be soggy, wouldn't it? Especially with your tomato.
I understand if you're a tradie and you're working, you've got a jaffalon or you've got a toaster where you can cook it, but surely it's not going to be the same as a normal sandwich, is it?
No. Look, if it does work out, it's great time management, especially for parents with lots of kids. And maybe that's why. Maybe that child has lots of brothers and sisters.
Yeah, he has, but is it any good for you? Yeah, not is it any good for you, but doesn't it go soggy? I want to know, 13, 27, 10, are there people out there that do this, that actually make all the sandwiches or pre-make their lunches for the kids and then freeze them up so every morning all they have to do is get it out of the freezer and it's still really good to eat?
That's got to be a soggy sarnie, right?
I thought so.
We've got a very hot ticket, the Red Hot Summer Tour at Jacob's Well on March 10. Tickets now at Ticket Tech.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Just talking about, parents making children's lunches. Now, this makes sense, but do they still taste all right when as a parent, you cook up a heap of, or you make a heap of sandwiches, say Sunday, and you put them in the freezer, and they're there for the whole week. So if you've got three or four children, all you have to do is get up in the morning, grab a quick sandwich out of the freezer, and it's already done. So you're not making, you know, lunches every day. But sitting in the freezer, can you freeze all these type of sandwiches like ham and pickle, ham and cheese, tomato? I'm not convinced. And is it still fresh? Like, it makes sense, but I don't know. I'd prefer just fresh every time.
Oh, well, time management, it makes sense. But is it a soggy zani?
Okay, well, let's get the help here from the Gold FM family. We've got Anthony at Varsity Lakes lined up. And Yanni, what do you reckon? Can you freeze sandwiches?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
And it doesn't matter if there's cheese and Vegemite or tomato, it doesn't go soggy?
I put ham and cheese normally, or Vegemite, peanut butter. They're brilliant.
Yeah, I think tomato might be pushing it, because the tomato would go quite watery, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't know about tomato. I haven't tried that one.
No.
But I wouldn't put tomato in a normal sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the bread's as fresh as normal?
Yeah, no, the bread's fantastic. I make them and leave them in there for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
I had a sandwich from the servo this morning. I reckon it was defrosted from about 1984.
Anthony in Varsity Lakes, do you freeze your sandwiches?
No, because how can you freeze Devon and tomato sauce?
Yeah.
Oh, Devon and tomato sauce. My mama used to make that for me too. Was it best?
Yes. And I used to swap them all the time.
I used to train. How many people used to swap their lunches at school? I don't know why. You think nowadays, you think, actually, no, I wouldn't swap. I'd prefer my lunch that I had, but you never wanted the lunch that you got.
Because you got the same thing.
Each
and every day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Anthony.
And someone's lunch tasted better. Bye.
Yes, that's right.
Have a good day, mate. Red Hot Summer Tour at Jacob's Well, March 10. Anthony, congratulations, mate. You're taking whoever you want to take tickets.
Hey.
Now on sale at Ticketmaster. You've won, mate. Susie Q's playing the Angels, the Baby Animals, the Screaming Jets. John Stevens from Noiseworks, Moving Pictures and Chocolate Starfish.
What a lineup, huh?
Yeah. Massive. Harrigan's Drift Inn at Jacob's Well, March 10. Enjoy that, Anthony.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air. Weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar, superhuman.
Oh, it's a big time of the year. It is 6-7.
Yeah.
Big time finals.
Well,
Peter,
we'll have all our tips, who's going to win, how, when, where and why tomorrow. But it is the best weekend in footy.
This weekend?
This is better than the grand final this weekend.
Really?
Because it's a fans weekend. It's where the fans can actually get to see the four best teams of the year at probably two of the best games of the year, because the loser's gone, the winner's into a grand final. The grand finals often blow out. They're not too close. There have been a couple of close ones, but it's about the fans. The fans can actually get tickets to these games. They struggle to get tickets into the grand final. So if you ever get a chance, you've got to go to the footy this weekend, but you can't, because great news is all games have sold out.
Have they?
In the AFL and in the NRL, which is awesome, because I'll go through some stats over the year, and this is where the NRL, and it'd be interesting to get you guys what you think, how they can improve.
Mm.
They need to get bums on seats in stadiums.
Yeah, they do.
At the moment, the AFL, they had 6.9 million people turn up to the game this year.
Wow. Oh, it's embarrassing for the NRL.
The NRL had 2.9. So they had an extra 4 million people turn up to AFL, which is an average of nearly, what's that, probably about 17,000 people per game.
Yeah, that's
and then good. Even over the final series, we've already had 74,000 in average over our finals. And at every game, 74,000 every game. The NRL's only had 26,000. So they're 50,000 over every finals game so far is a lot of numbers going to the game. So NRL, I don't know what the fans want. Is it cheaper pricing? Because they get so much from Foxtel.
Yeah.
Should the NRL make it a lot cheaper to go so people don't have to watch it on television? They can make it affordable and go. Or do they need to take NRL towards all the regions, towards all the country stadiums?
Like,
Take it out to Toowoomba. Take it to Mackay a bit more. Take it into those areas to sell grounds out, because they cannot sell a stadium.
When I lived in Cairns, whenever there was a game up there, whether it was cricket or NRL or or anything, it would pack out because the fans don't want to drive 4 hours to Townsville to see a game. It would go off.
Yeah, so that's what they're, going to be doing this preseason, is just trying to work out how they can get more bums on seats. They need more Jared Haynes, don't they?
They do. Well,
probably not.
Really?
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
It's Comedy All-Stars Night. We're reliving some of the fun last night along with a great lineup, an Australia great lineup of Akmal Sally, special guest Dave Hughes, Rob Brown, Ryan from Married at First Sight, the MC Mel Buttle, a couple of idiots that stood in a suit together, and our own Bridget Mary Daly, the star of the night.
But how's this for a lineup? It was a star-studded show. It was the night of stars there last night. Amazing who was in the crowd by the end. As you said, there was former NRL players and bachelorettes as well, or bachelorette contestants, people from maths, Hughie and Akmal, but Aaron and Daniela for Mel and Dave from House Rules, James Courtney, the supercar driver, Chris Lynn, the Aussie cricketer, Adam Brown, country music singer. There was absolutely jam-packed in the crowd.
And Bridge set up a little story about her fiancé, Jamie.
Jamie is my partner, my fiancé. He's a surfer from Byron Bay, and he loves the surf, and I'd never seen him surf before, and I never dated a surfer. And a few months ago, he's like, "Hey, babe, I'm going to go out in the water, you know." I'm like, "I'm going to come and watch you. I'm going to come and watch you surf." You know, I was like, came down, I got my towel, and I got all set up, and I'm like, "Oh, yeah, this is cool. My hot man's out there surfing. I better get him a Chico roll and a Sunny Boy. He'll be fatigued when he comes back in." And he's out there and he's going off and he's getting air and he's hanging 10 and he's hot tuna. And I'm waving and he's like awkwardly like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I'm looking like a pageant mum. And anyway, so he comes to the edge of the water and he dips his blonde hair and he flicks it back and he starts walking towards me and then he just keeps on walking past. I have been watching and stalking some poor young surfer for like an hour. He's down this way. He's like half a K here. I've still never seen him surf. He's half a K down here. And I'm here. This guy's like, "You're a creepy old cougar. Like, what are you doing?" I'm sorry.
That was very well edited.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
18 to 8 with AJ, Bridge and Spider.
Yeah, this is going to be a tight rope, but I want to know, and I'm sure AJ and every other male out there wants to know, how long is a woman's 5 minutes?
This is not an important issue.
How long is a woman's 5 minutes? Every time my wife Sheree goes, "Yep, oh, give me five. I'll be ready in 5 minutes."
Yeah.
How long, I want to know, exactly is that 5 minutes? Because where I grew up, it was about 300. Well, it is 300 minutes. And for some reason, that 300 minutes can stretch for a long, long time.
Yes.
I can fit a lot in when Sheree goes, "Oh, no, it'll be 5 minutes. I can have my shower, get ready, iron my shirt, go down the shop and buy it if I had to. I can have a dozen beers sitting there waiting, going, I'll be five minutes.
Come
three
on.
Bets.
Hey.
Three bets.
We don't have a stopwatch, but I'll tell you one thing. Jamie, I'm ready last night, and every time, I forgot my keys, I forgot my wallet, I forgot my, where are my shoes, where's my... You blokes can't find anything and take longer.
True. I want to know how long is a woman's proper 5 minutes?
Five minutes.
I can cook clean up from the kids' dinner. You can do so much. Well, if they're going to be 5 minutes, why don't you say, "I'm going to be 20 minutes. I'm going to be 15 minutes. I'm going to be 10 minutes," whatever it is.
Because we think it's going to be five, and that's what we think, and so we just stick to five.
Sheree goes, "I'm going to be 5 minutes. I'm going to be sitting in the car, and I'd go through half a tank of gas waiting for her with that 5 minutes.
Mm.
It's like, what do you do? Like, do you vacuum? Do you wash the windows? Do you mow the lawn? What do you do? Like, it just keeps going and going and going. It's longer and longer and longer. What is
Yeah.
A woman's 5 minutes. That all is right. The question.
If you want to know a woman's 5 minutes, it's like AJ's, you know, how long it's going to take to work minutes. He always says, I'm in an Uber, but 45 minutes later, he's still not here.
Well, I could give you one recommendation.
Yeah.
A woman's 5 minutes. Yes. Next time I'm in the pub, I'm going to have a woman's 5 minutes because that'll give me an extra dozen beers and at least two dozen bets.
Oh,
everyone's happy.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
Good, stay there, bud.
Yeah.
Fucko, stay there.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Now, you're not happy with the woman's
here we go.
Twitter.
Here, no. You blokes do it too.
I just want to know what is the length of a proper woman's 5 minutes. What? Whenever Sheree goes, I'll be five. And it's never, ever five minutes.
On.
I just want to know actual proper 5 minutes is. That's it.
Our intention is 5 minutes, okay. But how long is a piece of string?
How long you want to cut it. If you cut it to 5 minutes, it should be 5 minutes.
Here we go. Of course you had an answer.
Paul's on the phone. Paul, tell us your story.
Oh, mate, I saw an episode of Top Gear a few years ago where Richard Hammond helped a crew change the front suspension and the gearbox in a rally car while three girls were getting ready to go out, and they beat the girls getting ready to go out.
That's actually very clever.
That's a woman's 5 minutes then.
I'll give it to you.
That was a woman's 5 minutes.
It's called a woman's prerogative.
Thanks, Paul.
No worries. See ya.
Cheers.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians, that is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Everything trending 17 to 9, AJ, Bridge and Spider.
The expert in this room is Peter on this one. The biggest mistake couples are making. It's not just the I do.
Oh.
It's how much money they're spending on the I do so that they've got the Instagram perfect weddings.
Oh, yes.
Oh, come on.
You've
got to
have
people.
Insta perfect.
This is ridiculous. You can't start off your married life in debt with that much debt. That's got to cause a lot of drama.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how much weddings cost and really.
They're saying on average now $60,000 to make it Instagram perfect. I mean, surely with all the filters and everything you put on your photos anyway on Instagram, hashtag no filter, hashtag yes. Surely that you don't have to spend 60 grand, right?
Hashtag gone the days when the father pays for the daughter's wedding. Hashtag let's go halves because I've got three daughters.
Exactly right. Try my dad was six.
Oh.
So what was better for you? Like are you know, have you had expensive weddings and not so expensive ones? Which ones were better?
Oh, look, no, those were pretty casual. So, I think as long as you enjoy the day, but don't go over the top. Because the tip is don't say it's a wedding. You can get a cake for a quarter of the price if you say it's just for a Sunday arvo.
Yeah, that's a great
tip. And flowers. Yeah, I'm just taking a bouquet of flowers to a barbie.
I'm writing that one down. That is an absolute perfect one. All right, The Bachelor is copying it, absolutely copying it because of their cringe-worthy product placement.
Oh.
When they're waiting for dates, they show the Blistex to the camera before they put it on their lips or the Tresemme May products, and it's ridiculous. It's too much, and it's in every show, whether it's The Block and their placement of the milk they drink or anyway, so I think they need St. John's Ambo sick bags.
It actually cheapens the brand rather than makes it any better.
I agree. I totally agree. It's really bad. And finally, how would you deal with this response when a customer found a hair in his delivered meal? The response he got back, I'm sorry to hear that you weren't happy with your order. However, I'm unable to offer you a refund as this is a matter of personal taste.
What?
As if hair is a matter of personal taste.
Was it blonde or what?
Oh, the company was called Losteria, too close to Listeria, if you ask me. So the person responded, I'm not sure having hair in your food is to anyone's taste, to be honest. But I did remember when I went on a date with this guy. This is no joke. He was quite bald. No, this is a good one, not one on stage. He was quite bald and he found a hair in his soup and he said, I'm disgusted. And I said, why? He said, it's just such a waste of hair.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
a comedy all-star month it's turned into, with the culmination of Bridget's Comedy All-Star Night last night at Miami Marquetta. Just a couple of brief thank yous. We had to house our comedians, and they stayed at Sofitel. Thank you very much to our very good friends at Sofitel. They stayed there in style, and you can celebrate Spring Carnival in style at Sofitel's Room 81 with a premium beverage package and an exclusive four-course menu for $149 per person. And we also thank these people, Ready to Go Private Car Brisbane and Gold Coast. That's REDY2GO. Reservations can be made via app or online. Track your vehicle and rate your ride with Ready to Go.
Yeah, sorry, got no time to talk about the comedy now.
But how was it, Bridget? How'd you go? What did you?
I just want to thank the Gold FM family, because seriously, like Akmal Sali said backstage, if you can't do well with this support out there, don't ever get up and do comedy again. So there was a little bit of pressure before I went out.
Yeah.
The green room was stressful. But what happens is when you see the comedians who've been on and they come backstage, you're still waiting and they're elated and having a beer. And you're like, oh, wow, I just want that feeling. But when I got on stage, it just felt so comfortable, and I felt so – it took a while. I was a bit rusty. Yeah. And then I just felt right at home, and – nothing compares to that feeling. So you get off and you're elated, but you're so relieved. As well. It's so many emotions all in one.
You didn't want to get off.
Well, could you tell? I basically was supposed to do 15 minutes. I did half an hour.
We're going to set the fire alarm off at one stage.
I know. Sorry about that. It was a bit. No, it was. I was just really loving it.
It was fantastic. But we caught up with you, of course, Bridge, as soon as you got off stage.
Oh, mate, I'm just sculling a beer.
First time back on the boards. You went out there. The crowd was huge. You've just come back. What do you reckon?
Mate, it was amazing. I had no idea. I've done over half an hour. I thought I did, like, I don't know, 15 minutes. That's what it felt like. But the crowd were awesome, and I just didn't want to get off. There's no better rush than that. And, you know, just to let them laugh. And, you know, I was a bit rusty in the beginning, but, you know, they were there for me. And it's the best beer of my life is right now.
Yeah.
And Jamie didn't know anything I did in half of the stand-up.
No. And Rod was there. What do you reckon, Rod?
It was a fantastic night by everybody. There was so much love in the room for everybody, especially Bridget. And, you were Bridget the performer last night, because I come and see you every day. It's like, wow. She's got... Schutzpa, is that the word?
Schutzpa.
Heaps of talent.
Well, I know, Rod, because Spider keeps his words close to his chest. And even when I came off stage, you said some nice things, and I thought, oh, he means it.
I don't lie.
I know you don't lie. I know you don't. But it was awesome. What a great lineup. And thank you. Thank you. And to those who've never come and seen stand-up comedy, I'll give you a little inside goss. Miami Marquetta are keen to continue them, so I might continue going.
Beautiful.
Comedy nights. How good's that?
Well, not another two-headed.
No.
Yes. So this is who's going to be on the bill. I was really proud of you two, my brothers.
Don't be.
No, didn't you realise that comedy is tough? It's tough, isn't it, to get up there? And this is why there's not too many duos in the industry. You're having artistic differences this morning?
Have a listen. We are big. We are big in Tasmania. What was that show we just done? The Wheel of Fort. We're on the show, and they said, well, Pete goes, can I buy a vowel? And they said, what? He goes, can I have an O for awesome? So that's why we left Tasmania and we're here on the Gold Coast.
Oh, come on. It was fun. You basically only planned it in the afternoon.
We did only plan it in the afternoon, but I've always said there's three things you don't do in life now.
Right.
One is work live with animals. Two, work live with children.
Yeah, no.
And three, work live with AJ.
Oh, he's more unpredictable than animals.
Have a listen to AJ every time he said something. This is how he'd finish off his sentence. Seriously, I thought he was giving birth to a lamb.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
been not only a big week, it's been a big month here for Bridges Comedy All-Stars Night, culmination of Bridge getting back on the boards last night after years and years at Miami Marquetta. We thank Miami Marquetta again.
Oh,
thank
Kath.
You to Sofitel for housing all our comedians overnight. Celebrate Spring Carnival in style at Sofitel's Room 81 with their premium beverage package and an exclusive four-course menu for $149 a person. And all the comedians got round in the ready-to-go cars, the private car, Brisbane and Gold Coast, ready-to-go, REDY2. G-O.
Oh, I got
beautiful.
I got an Uber.
Yeah.
No, hey, look, honestly, I have to thank you two for pushing me. As much as it was a tumultuous month for you and my poor fiancé, Jamie, at home, you've all done very well. This is why it was hard to tread the boards again, because of the nerves and the feeling of failure.
I'm not good with all that kind of stuff.
No, I know that. I'm highly aware that you weren't any good with it. But it was tough going, and that's why I put it off. But I tell you what, once I was on stage, I just loved it. I was eating it up. I just was hoping people would laugh. And look, here's a little bit of last night. This is me talking about the fact I still love shopping at Vinnie's and Salvo's.
This is one of my favourites.
You go to a full-on function, it's a premiere, and everyone's wearing their Roberto Cavalli and their Ralph Lauren and their Camilla, 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 Camilla. And I turn up in something from Vinnie's and I love it. And I'm on the red carpet and they go, oh, what are you wearing? And I'm like, oh, deceased estate.
I have done that.
Yes.
I have. But what a night. The crowd were awesome. Thank you, Gold FM family, for your support and your kind words. And I can get on with my life or get back on the boards if I want to.
Yeah, it was great.
It was a big night, including our special guest, Dave Hughes.
I've got two dogs now, rescue dogs. Yeah, what a hero I am. Yeah. Had Barkley home for 10 minutes before I realised why he'd been abandoned. Barkley's starting, he's biting people. It's just, he's about 12 now, and he's just, that's his new hobby. He doesn't bite him too bad. He hardly breaks, rarely, but sometimes he breaks the skin, but it's awkward, you know. It's like, I'm trying to keep him alive, you know. He bit a little kid in a park recently. Not that bad. He didn't break the skin for a little, it's like a three-year-old. The kid's whinging like he'd been bitten by a shark. And the kid's mum was on her iPhone. She didn't see it happen. So I'm trying to shut him up. Shh. You're okay? You're okay. And the mum eventually looks up from Facebook and goes, what happened here? I said, your kid just went nuts. Can you calm him down? He's freaking my dog out.
Well done to you two. That's why most comedians do solo. It is tough work. You two, the two-headed Tasmanians.
Don't have to lie to us.
No, no, no. Hey, you did well with an hour's planning in the afternoon before the gig. That's all you put into it, so. What was the laugh about?
Seriously. That's AJ's
Never
laugh.
Again?
That's going to haunt me for the rest of my life.
And you were stuck in a shirt with him doing that.
Oh.
Thanks for putting yourself right on the
I apologise.
Precipice.
Josh is on the phone. Can we help you, mate?
Oh, I just want to say thanks for the ticket. That was an awesome night. My face is still sore. I've never been to a comedy show before that was so funny and educational. I'll touch on the educational bit. Thanks, Bridget. Every man in the room now knows what it feels like when a woman climaxes. That was
Josh, I had many people quoting me on that when I talked to them afterwards. Thank you.
Yeah, and also the bit on your cellulite. You got nothing to worry about, sister. You look fine.
Oh, bless you.
I was very fortunate enough to sit next to Mr. Chris Lynn.
Oh, yes.
Yep. That was a pinnacle, one of the highlights, as well as Uzi. And unfortunately, I never got to meet you, Bridge, but Akmal Sali came up to me after the show and asked me if I wanted a picture. I mean, how cool is
that? What a great way to, you know, your first real comedy night. You did it in style, Josh.
It was a trailblazer. You guys rocked really, really hard. And I'll definitely going back to the Marquetta. I've already posted on my Facebook that it's must go-to place on the coast.
Well, Josh, stay tuned too, because hopefully very soon we'll have another comedy night at Marquetta. It's the perfect venue for it.
And as a thank you, I'd like to donate like $1,000 to the bail, buy a bail.
Wow.
Oh, wow, Josh.
Joshy.
For the farmers. Oh, my goodness, that's amazing. Oh, that
Thanks,
is amazing.
Josh, that's unbelievable.
Oh, Josh, I'm so glad you had a good time.
Oh, it was awesome. Me and the missus had a great time. It was just it was the highlight of my week.
Oh, shame I didn't meet you, mate. Shame I didn't meet you.
Yeah, maybe next time.
Yep.
Thank good on you, Josh.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.